Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2019. We are gathered for the County Administration Workshop in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room. Present currently are Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner Fowler, and we are going to go right into item one, which is Finance Report Business Update, Economic Development Requests for the Josephine County Youth Pathways Project for $15,000.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Arthur O'Hare, Finance Director. And I received a request from Josephine County Youth Pathway. I believe it's in your packet. You see it already, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Gene Merrill works for the Three Rivers School District, but he's also involved with this program. And this program the tie to the Economic Development Fund is that this program is aimed at helping youth in the high school youth age become productive members of our workforce. And this program has a lot of sponsors, a lot of folks around town that feel that it's a worthwhile program, and they're asking the county to join in the list of supporters to make this program viable and hopefully ongoing, not just a one-time, although this request is a one-time request, but they're hoping that it can be an ongoing program that the county will support. This is the Youth Pathways for the schools.
In that, it said something about $25,000. Are they going to go like next year? Well, it's 15 for the start.
They already said right. It's 50,000 a year.
What's that?
50.
Their ask is 50, yeah.
Yeah.
For the full budget year.
Could be. I saw that, but I wasn't sure because I did look up, and I think part of your packet, I put in the Cajo local news article that where it says that Merrill said the program is asking Grants Pass, City of, and Josephine County for annual contributions of $25,000 or more. So
he came here and presented to us, and his ask was $50,000.
I did not know that he came.
Yes,
he did, and we gave him a letter of support.
Okay.
And now we're giving him the first payment on that.
I see.
Support.
I'm sorry, I didn't. I wasn't up on that one.
No worries.
Okay. Well, then you're familiar with this more so than I. I was.
I think it's a really good program. I think it's well thought out. And I really do think it hits exactly where it needs to hit, you know, because we've talked about it. I'm a big one on exposing people to what they don't want to do and what they do want to do. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. how does a kid get a foot in the door? I know, you know, people used to come in to me and say, you know, I just want to sweep floors or something. You know, I need an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think this pathway thing is a great deal. That's a good deal. It's focused and it's...
Yeah, target audience, and it's we want to keep our young people here.
I think it's an opportunity for employers to gain a little faith in youth again. I know a lot of employers say, you know what, I don't need a kid to sit around all day like this.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of them out there that don't.
So as far as the future funding is concerned, that's at least from my point of view, that wasn't this conversation today. And I was expecting then that Gene would put in another request for future funding, for next fiscal year funding, starting July 1, that there would be a request coming from Gene for $50,000, I suppose. Then
do we need that before budget?
No.
Well, I think we should put it in budget if it's something that we're wanting to do.
And we talked about it, I think,
right.
When Arthur did.
Right.
But as far as the total economic development dollars, you know, I want to see what can be used for law enforcement. Can we hire a couple detectives or a deputy or something like that? What's our mm-hmm. options? I think we talked about this when Mark got promoted, that mm-hmm. we need to come up with a plan for economic development that we're all on board for. Because otherwise we keep taking from the fund for whatever project comes up.
Well, we keep thinking it's a horn of plenty, and it's not.
Correct.
It has
it's not
bottom.
Designated for
there is a bottom. What
much,
have we, what
right.
have we made all these promises, and we all of a sudden we find out that we promised more than what is in there. And I think that's going forward. We
so
need to avoid that.
As far as do we need Gene to submit a request prior to the budget and the fiscal year. That's why I'm saying no, we don't need that. The money that we have in economic development is the money that we have. It is a finite amount. As far as the specific awards, that's up to the board's discretion.
Okay.
You know, what awards do you want to give? And that
so we don't need to declare that
today.
Correct.
We're only declaring what that economic development amount is,
right.
Not where we're spending.
Correct. Correct.
Well, and this is really out of the gate money, startup money, because their program's planning for fall, even though it's already going. This is to really ramp that up and to hit all schools and not just IV, every school in Josephine County.
Okay.
And
what did it said? Did Grant Pass make a commitment? I know
they did.
The
school district made a commitment, and the city council is going to consider it on Monday,
okay.
And have shown that they are heading towards a commitment.
Right. What did the school district put in?
You know, it was between 20 and 40. And I can't remember the amount. Hasn't cashed a check yet. And so he's waiting for those to actually appear. And I'm on that board for the, and I think the name's a little off. It's Josephine County Youth Pathways Program, JCYPP.
Oh, Youth Pathways Program.
Okay. Yeah. And
it looks like from what he submitted, the Grants Pass School District is giving $15,000 for this year, $35,000 for coming year. Chamber of Commerce, $3,700 this year, and $14,000, almost $15,000 next year. Josephine County, it says pending for $15,000. City of Grants Pass, $10,000 pending, $25,000 for next year. Three Rivers, $25,000. Three Rivers School District, $25,000 for next year.
I know the city's pushing back. They're not really. There's a couple that have asked for it to be brought back, but they've been told it's not. They don't see the value to the city.
Where's that?
The city, Grants Pass.
Oh, Grants Pass?
Yeah, so they're kind of pushing back on this right now.
I would think that's where a lot of their job opportunities,
where the
internship
exactly.
would be in businesses right inside the city.
Correct.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're already working with ones inside the city. Bringing them to Rogue Valley Door is a big one.
Do you have any names that go with the pushback? Or are you not at liberty to say?
No, I don't know how many of them. I believe staff is part of it because they have given advice that it's outside of their policy. And so that would be one of the sources.
Right. They're going to talk on Monday. But back to the value of the program and the overall view of the first few years, this is one that I think we're giving them out of the gate money, but I think over the next 3 years, they're going to find other sources through the Ford family, through the state of Oregon, to start
sustaining the program.
Yeah, so that we're not the only ones sustaining it every year in the future.
But
the state of Oregon has really taken a sharp view on this.
Correct.
Because it's different than every other intern program that has come through, and a lot of that is the duration of it. It's a full semester, and so the person goes 8 hours a week for 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
And that way they get past the honeymoon period of, hey, this is a great job, I'd love to do this, and they go, well, this is kind of like work. And then they get to the point where they're like, oh, do I really want to do this?
I have to get up every morning.
Yep.
What's going on?
And so it really gets them past that first moment of romance where they go, I could do this.
Yeah.
And so it really shows some better promise than other intern programs. And everybody's so quickly embracing it. The school districts, the local governments, and then, of course, the state of Oregon. So it's pretty darn exciting.
Think, you know, with their ask in the future that they're going to need so much, I think that program is going to balloon. You know, he went from like 7 or 9 the first year to 50 the second
this year.
Yeah. It was just hugely accepted at IV, and I think it's going to be the same thing. I was going to ask if Rural Community College got into that, would be willing to donate some money. But
I don't know if he has.
You know, it might be something to put on the list. They may say, why would we do that? But here again, it's to sell to RCC, as you know, you get somebody in an intern program, and he says, well, how... is there anything that I can do to better myself and further myself in this as an intern? Because I really like this field. That's where Rogue Community College can respond and say, yes, we have a course in that.
We have diesel mechanics or auto mechanics.
Yeah, welding,
or
whatever it is.
Welding, yeah.
That, so maybe RCC might be something.
I'll bring that up for Gene.
That might be it.
Yeah.
Just keep it around.
Just to tail in on that 12 the first year, 50 the second, the graduation rate at IV went from 61% to 68% in that same time period.
Yep.
And so it's showing that if you stay in school and graduate, there's something to do after.
It may give that kid the reason to stay in school. You don't know why kids stay in school, but you know, that may be one of the reasons why they stay in school.
So my question would be...
Sounds easy.
I didn't mean to stop you, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
My question would be related to the budget. And where are the funds in this account? And what is still dedicated for this fiscal year that is pending? And where are we with that?
That's a good question. Currently, we have about $380,000 worth of budget that's not obligated and not pinpointed. At least in my opinion, nothing's...
Not that Julie presented as being connected to this?
Well, Julie's presentation, Julie had everything earmarked, whether it was committed or whether the company or the program presented or not. She had all the funds earmarked for this year, next year, last year. You know, she had her ideas of what she wanted to see done. To my knowledge, there's one outstanding project that I've been working with Julie to get the detail on and to get that person to put it together and present it to us. But to address your question, at least from my point of view, we have $386,000 worth of budget for the current fiscal year. That's not earmarked, has not been committed in a formal way. For next year, getting back to what you were saying, I think it should be a discussion. What do you want to see done with these funds in the, you know, for the coming year? Where do you want them to go? Youth program.
We keep going to airports.
Which is North Valley Industrial Park,
a viable spot,
RCC Small Business Development,
place so ready dues.
So there's
chamber dues,
but that's, I think that is a discussion that you want to have for this coming budget. As far as the current fiscal year, there's budget and funds for this. And if you want, I'll bring up the other thing that I think is pending out there.
Which is
the Sam Engel Habitat for Humanity. It was something that you guys actually discussed a year ago. I guess you weren't here, but February of 2018, Sam and Julie came forward. Habitat for Humanity Multifamily Project, Redwood Area. Amount requested $75,000. There was receptive. The board said that it was receptive to the idea, but they did not approve it. They wanted more information on what the project was about, what was going on. There was also a contingency if the city grants pass would kick in $75,000. You know, then the county would be willing to kick in $75,000. You know, so there was a little bit of a matching thing going on there. I don't know that there's been any discussion after this, after the February 2018 board presentation. I've been in communication with Julie. I'm supposed to get some file or something, hopefully, you know, maybe this weekend when she's in.
I'd be curious to see if it ever went anywhere. You know, did it go to, did the good idea go with Julie to Curry County and Sam Engel?
Sam Engel is with All Care, but he's also apparently on the Habitat for Humanity. Part of CEDC.
He's been a housing advocate for a while.
Right.
He's on the housing committee. He's on the CEDC.
And we declared an emergency.
So the last discussion I had with Julie.
But is this the best use of, right, or is there something that there's...
think
do we take some county lands and put 10 right. small homes for veterans?
Do we reach out to Sam Engel and say, where are you on this thing?
The last communication I had with Julie a couple days ago was Julie talk to Sam and make arrangements to, if this is still viable, make arrangements to present to the board. That's what I asked her to do.
I think we just need an update.
Yeah.
So where is the program? Where is
you could reach out to them.
Yeah. So,
Because then in looking at the entire economic development budget for next year, because it's in flux and Julie's leaving, I might suggest each one of us board members take a look at that one because it's not that big of a look and propose what you think it should be spent on. Since there's nobody kind of overseeing that, it's kind of Arthur okay. and
well, let
and
me
us.
Let me give it to you then. I'll give you the for next year what I'm right. looking at, and then yeah, just
and
give
maybe
me
what this year and last year was as well because right. she's sure. had a couple right, right. projects that have been bypassed. But again, I want us to also take a look at could we mm-hmm. be hiring a patrol or two to help
right.
out
or
the sheriff's
detective.
Office. Or a major crimes detective mm-hmm. to put on that team that is still under. What can we do to get the...
I think Jackson County does that, don't they? I think
yeah,
they give
and City
their,
of Grants Pass does as well.
For economic development, they give...
They give a portion to police, like 30%.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'd really like us to look at that.
Yeah. Good I think that's a great discussion that we should have.
Okay.
Because it's very important, I think, law enforcement.
Well, I think economic
housing.
Development's kind of just been out there, and everybody just kind of bit like it's... Yeah. Well, let's just go get economic development.
Right. Yeah. We could always take it from there if we can't find it somewhere else.
I think we need to be a little bit more purposeful in what we're doing and deliberate with what that money is going to do. And that way when somebody says, well, what do you do with economic development? Because economic development is kind of like a hole in the ground. We've all said we keep shoveling money into it. This way we'll be able to say, well, these are the things that we support it.
And I think if it gets some ties into strategic vision or comprehensive plans or something that we're moving towards and we're
correct.
Putting money
well,
towards
say, well,
that.
Yeah, you always go do your pet projects and you never do what we want. Well, these are things that you do want.
Yeah. So I will get that information to you today.
That'd be great.
Then you can set up a discussion on that or get your feedback.
Very good.
Back to me. So that's the only one I know of is the Sam Engel Habitat. Other than that, there's nothing else as far as I'm concerned. I will include the emails from Julie, so you'll see last year. Actually, I'll give you 2 years, the year before last year, and then Julie's itemized project wish list that she had, that she prepared
excellent.
A year ago. I think it'll be enlightening.
So do we need to take action on this one today, Chair?
Well,
at
some point
so.
Signed.
Yeah.
What you've been doing, I don't know that it's required, but what you've been doing is moving them to the consent calendar. I think that's the last one you did for the library.
Oh, yeah, and then for the chamber IV before that.
Yeah, you've moved it to consent and,
Yeah, whichever process chair prefers.
I don't know if it's my preference. I mean, honestly, I don't.
Yeah, it's right. It didn't used to. It used to be we'd have the discussion. You'd say, yeah, that's a great project, and then I'd leave this for you,
correct.
And you guys would sign it, and we'd move forward. It's not, I mean, it's this one's $15,000, so it's kind of within the purview of any single commissioner, but whatever. I'm just saying we used to,
but
last
I
couple
think
of times
the value
you've done that.
Is in that document right there with all three of us signing on, that it wasn't just done by one commissioner.
Oh, absolutely.
But that
absolutely
here
no.
happens too.
Right.
Right.
It's a matter of you wanted to wait for next Wednesday and go to the weekly business session.
Is a presentation at the weekly business session, is that an opportunity to even that to just kind of unroll the program?
Yeah, to showcase,
and
so,
and showcase it a little bit?
I would like to throw out that if you approved it today, he has something to present to the council that the county has committed.
Oh, true.
And that's I'm okay with that.
I'm all right with that. And we could still talk about it.
Sure.
If we wanted to, just during matters.
We would just be ratifying it a bit at the WBS next Wednesday. But if we sign it today, I have no problem signing it today.
I mean, it could be a topic of discussion next week, but you could say
you make a really good point.
That's a good idea.
You can take that Monday discussion, say, county's already on.
So I'd entertain a motion of what you'd like to do.
So moved.
And seconded. Yep, to move it forward.
What would you like to do?
Apparently, they'd like to approve it today.
Like to approve it today.
And discuss it next Wednesday just as a talking point, but approve today and sign today.
And then it will, with a presentation at the weekly business session next week.
So I heard Dan make the motion, Darren second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So who wants to contact Gene? And
he's the liaison.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Yep. I mean, I can call. I've got a phone number, but if you want to keep the communication going and say, hey, let's.
I think it has a lot more qualif if it comes from the commissioner rather than just the mere finance director.
Are you saying
too true?
I should invite him to next Wednesday.
That's what I was thinking, because he'd have the program and be able to give a presentation. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be formal. It can be an informal and discuss the program and.
I just think it's a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
To show, to give a presentation as to what it is.
Right, and then it gets out there. It's on YouTube, and it. You know, depending on what it is, we could put a little snippet on the Facebook if we wanted to, like that.
Sounds good.
So I will give this to Wendy, and she'll have it for you guys to sign, and I'll get that information back to you, and that's what I had for the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And I should document Commissioner DeYoung is here. I didn't interrupt.
Yes, I apologize for being late. I was illegal. Tied up in legal.
Sorry about that. I'll send you with handcuff key next time.
I have it tied up in legal. Very important subject.
So item number two is board business. Item A, KJO radio stations rotation with department directors. Do we have a proposed schedule yet? Or have we?
No, we were going to discuss it because we had a proposed schedule and then it got changed to no, we're going to go back to all three commissioners. I think if we had a proposed schedule and then every, like once a quarter, all three commissioners go, we need to just kind of have a discussion of how we want to do this.
Right, the structure.
So.
Well, that's not a bad suggestion. Then you'd have two in a row of department heads, then one
in a row, and then one quarterly from the board.
What do you
just a suggestion.
I like the idea of it not being just the board every time. Because I think there's some things we could really showcase on the radio.
Well, go ahead.
No.
I sent out an email to department heads on February 28th asking if they would let their liaisons know which months they'd be interested in being on KJO. I didn't get a response. Did any of you get a response?
Well, I think it is up to the liaison to say, you know what, I need you on there. We wanted to be
intentional about when, regarding certain events and certain times. Right. So, but we did email it to department heads and nobody responded. So we can come up with a proposed what we know of certain things coming up. Mm-hmm. Like we want to highlight fair in July. Yeah. We want to highlight emergency management probably in June. And, you know, or parks in June or May or something like that. Maybe, you know, so.
Can we set up a little calendar on the whiteboard and say, oh, this month, then line it up with fair, line it up with parks or 4th of July?
I would say let's not. And the reason why is because if each of us are adding to a whiteboard topic outside of a meeting, they're going to construe it as a meeting. So I would.
Those lines.
I would say. Give recommendations to support staff, and one of us can coordinate and bring it back.
Well, I think, you know, if how do I say this? I'll just use Lisa and Veteran. If I told Lisa, you're going to be on with me on KJO Radio, and it's an hour show, and it's going to be you and, say it's you and Tamara. You're both going to be on at the same time. So there's three of us on there. Gives us an opportunity to hit both of those departments. They will come up with something. I said, you know, Lisa says, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm doing this. But you know what? A lot of it, I don't know how she's getting her word out there, whereas this would be an opportunity for her to strengthen her program because she's huge now this year in outreach. She's wanting to know when the car shows are. She wants to know when the drag strip's open because this is an area she's never tapped before. It's just chock full of veterans. So her outreach program is really starting to pick up momentum. But if I said, gee, what day do you want to be on? She'd probably avoid that.
I hear you. But there's some that know what times they're supposed to be there. But I'd also like us to be mindful that it's not the same commissioner every month. So we need to be rotating. And then I think it's important that we don't just have department after department after department. We have to have an opportunity for, do we need all of us back at a certain time, too?
Right. And so, well, that's what I mean. If we do once a quarter, we all three of us once a quarter, and then the other two meetings would be with department heads.
Unless the calendar dictated better, like if there was something in front of us that we'd want to get the message out without a department head, we'd want to take it for when the legislature gets close to voting or whatever.
Yeah, so I think, and we can't do quarterly, there's three of us, so that's quarter. And so if it's every fourth one we're all together, then it throws off the quarter. So
if we all three had an interim.
Correct.
Each one of us takes a month, and then we have...
Right,
and then on the fourth one, we're all three of us.
Every 4 months, so three times a year, yeah.
That's fine.
So I can work with support staff to get a letter started or something started,
get a framework started.
And then go from there.
I think, you know, just like something out to all the department heads that this is what we're going to do for the next year. And
after we
design it.
They've already been given that information.
After we design it.
Yeah.
Right.
Now they're going to be told when you're showing up.
Yeah.
You didn't give us feedback. Now you're going to.
Didn't go voluntarily.
Yeah.
So
we've asked. You didn't respond.
Now we'll
take
you to the woodshed this way.
Would you mow the lawn? Never got an answer.
Can't
mow the lawn.
Get out there and mow the lawn. All right. Which I would also add, Dan and I went last time without you this week to Cajo, and it. About two-thirds of the way through, Chuck, who was hosting us, said, you know what? You guys have just been talking about the positive things going on in Josephine County, and usually it seems like we're trying to focus on the negative. And he goes, I really like it. And me and Dan kind of looked at each other like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We have a message to tell. We have a lot of good stories to tell. And so it's nice to see that recognized. And because I thought you did well on KMED this morning, same way, that there's some tough decisions and stuff we got to work on, but things are good.
There's always going to be challenges, but you know,
it's that tone.
We're up to challenges. That's just part of the job. It's part of the growing pains.
Yep. Okay, so we'll follow up on the Cajo. Okay. Item number B is Resolution 2019-13 in the matter of appointing Josephine County Parks Advisory Board. Is this a new appointment or a reappointment of?
It's a new appointment.
Okay.
Brian Hawkins.
I don't know if you've met him, but
yeah.
I'd highly recommend him. He's very active out in Merlin in a bunch of different ways, and Parks is just another way to help him. Get someone with energy involved on one of our committees. So I think it's a really good appointment.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
Okay, so that'll move on to consent calendar. And item C is matters from commissioners.
Well, if I could go first,
yes.
I would just say it's so glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I never thought I'd run so many meetings in a row. And Wendy broke me in pretty good on those. But really glad you're back, because I think your contributions are very valuable to this board. So glad to see you feeling better.
Thank you.
That's all you matters? That's all that matters to you?
That's all I have for matters.
You're new here, aren't you? You don't get to town much, do you, Darren?
I'm not answering that.
No.
You're trying to pigeonhole me into
there's
a city
just,
slicker.
I'm working with Rob Bovet up there with our marijuana thing. I'll just let the record show. I am gravely disappointed in Salem on a number of different fronts. This one being one of them, but I'm not, you know, there's still, we've got, there's, Billy Williams is going to give a presentation at LOC on the 12th of April. I would like to be there. I can't be there for his 17th one, but I would like to be at that. It's on marijuana and how it affects. I understand he's still asking about what is happening in Southern Oregon with our bill. So I would like the opportunity. I don't even know where it is. I just saw it come across
the
LLC.
It's in Ashland. Yeah, so we'll have to get you registered for it. There's a couple things on. So that day was also a day that the Oregon Forest Trust Lands is meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm the liaison for that, but I have a fire meeting that day.
What day is that?
It's a Friday. April 12th is a Friday.
Friday, okay.
So just as a heads up, the 11th is our state of the county from 4 to 6.
Right, right.
The next day is the League of Oregon Cities. It's also the day that I'm supposed to... So I was invited to be on the governor's subcommittee on fire suppression.
We
really?
Yes.
That's
we
good.
Wrote a letter, I think, in support of Court Voice. Did we get that out? We never did. I would still like to see Court. Can Court we still that. Write a letter in support of Court Voice on that also?
I would say that it's not necessary because Court has made his intentions known to them. And we.
But I think it would be nice if, as a neighboring county, that we do that. Or, okay.
You absolutely can if you guys voted on that already. I'm just saying that I wasn't a part of that previous conversation, and I don't know what the appropriateness is of that. But this week I was invited to be on this. There are three subcommittees. There's one on prevention, there's one on suppression, and there's one on recovery. So
which one are you on?
I'm on suppression. They asked me to be on suppression.
Okay, well, I think we need somebody on prevention, because prevention is the big
So one. We don't pick who they're inviting.
Right.
We have both. I've emailed the governor's office, and so Colleen, Court, and I, as the three kind of fire liaisons, have been emailing the governor's office and staff and asking that one from each of our counties be on there.
Right.
And there's a lot of emails that have already gone back and forth supporting that they have a voice from Southern Oregon. I don't know that they haven't been invited to be on one of them.
Right.
I got my letter on Tuesday. So they may, and it might be worth asking Court, did you get invited on? Did Colleen, did you get invited on? I don't know the status of that. But I can tell you that already a lot of emails have gone back and forth supporting that each of us have a representative there.
Good.
So
I'll just stay up.
No, no, you don't have to. I'm just, I would just say there might be something involved.
If I don't have all the emails and the traffic back and forth, then I don't have a skin in the game. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
Well,
I don't think anything's going to change, because I think it's been 50 years of doing it wrong, and they're not going to admit they were wrong. So guess what? This is just going to be meeting after meeting after meeting, seeing how much money we can spend and throw at it. We're going to have another fire season this year, just like we had last year, because of they don't do the prevention side of it. Completely ignoring timber management was the element that they are not looking at. Of what did we do 50 years ago that we're not doing now, and it was timber management. And they don't think timber management and logging had anything to do with the fact that we didn't have catastrophic wildfires. Just finished a book on smoke jumpers. Very interesting. I'll give it to you too if you can read it. I got it from a friend of mine that worked for the Forest Service for 30 years, and very informative. And you get to the last couple, three chapters of it, it's blatant. It's very apparent what's wrong. Even from the people that fight the fires, the serious people, not people that are just making money at it, but the people that study fire and its prevention and how to put it out and what it does and what it means when you can't put it out. Really a good book. It's called Smoke Jumper, and it has a lot of history of smoke jumpers in it. So it was written by a smoke jumper named Ramos, and he heads up a company now for tools and stuff for fighting wildland fires. But I'll get it to you. I'm done reading. Very important.
So on April 12th from 9:30 to noon at the forestry headquarters in Salem, there is a Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee meeting. And they say that any of the Trust County Commissioners would maybe want to be there. A major portion of the meeting will be presentation of state forest lands and the interconnection with House Bill 2020, which is the carbon cap and trade by the department. John Sweet, Susan Morgan, and Dave Yamamoto have met with Peter Daugherty and Liz Dent. I don't know who they are. And we feel this information is important to all trust counties. We are one of the trust counties. Please plan on attending or participating by phone, and they'll give call-in information later.
Is there a list of trust counties? Do we have
it's
a list
basically somewhere? Most of the ONC counties.
I just saw that invite. Was that April 12th?
It is April 12th.
Yep.
So at AOC in November, I was selected to be Josephine County's liaison to this. I would suggest that I mean, it should probably stick with the forestry, but you weren't at the meeting, and so, and Simon wasn't going to be there, so that's how I got the delegation.
Got it. Thank you for attending.
It was one of those early morning meetings, and I was curious what it was.
You don't need to give me an excuse why I'm not on some board that's going to continue to meet for no reason.
So, I don't know yet what time the subcommittee on suppression is going to meet on April 12th. I may be able to attend by phone and go to the other depending on what time it is. And so, if that's the case, I can do both.
I would hope so, you might as well, if you can.
Wanted to put it out there if somebody else wants to attend. But if you want to go to LOC, and I think that's probably a good fit because Billy Williams is going
to
be there.
I'd rather go to the Billy Williams thing in Asheville than I would go to Salem by a long shot.
Yep. So thought I would throw that one out there. Okay, so you're doing LOC on the 12th. Are you going to LOC as well?
I wasn't planning on it as of today, but
okay.
Doesn't mean things
can't. It's the first time they've invited, other government entities to it that I'm aware of. I don't remember having seen one in the past. And I at AOC, they mentioned it, but there's some other things going on that day. So, okay.
No, as long as one of us is there, I think that's good.
Okay. Do you have other items?
I do have one other. I forgot to mention that tonight at 6:30 at the Fruitdale Grange, there's
a Firewise
meeting, great informational source and a way to get together with other people that are talking about what we could do different this summer. So tonight at 6:30 at the Fruitdale Grange. I'm not going to be able to make it because I have a public safety task force meeting out in Illinois Valley, but I don't know if either one of you guys can attend, but it's also for public information to go. And that reminds me that I'm starting to think that the board has to do something about the upcoming fire season, and I don't know what that is.
So we have two things on emergency management budget that are we'll be looking for you guys' approval of. One is hiring a second Firewise person, and the other is hiring a 50% of a fire plan implementer. So we have our coordinated wildfire protection plan with Jackson County. So the intent is that, we have SRS funds that are Title III that are only able to be used for Firewise. We contract with ODF to have a Firewise coordinator. There's enough work in our county for more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recommending using Title III money for a second Firewise coordinator and then a plan implementer that we would pay 50%, Jackson County would pay 50%, we contract it out. And so the plan will be implemented in our district and a second Firewise. So that is one thing that is a county that we put in the emergency management budget.
And I went to the Firewise meeting in Merlin it's just out of the ground. They've had three meetings or something, but there was over 100 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on properties and inspecting properties now, which is great. And so I'm glad the Firewise is doubling down in our community. I'm wondering if there's something radical we can do. Do we want to hire bulldozers to go open up forestry roads and ask for forgiveness later?
Can we put forth a resolution that in Josephine County, we're not going to ask permission to put out a fire no matter where it is? That we are just going to go do it? Giving Oregon Department of Forestry carte blanche in Josephine County, that they can go put out any fire anywhere, anytime. Same thing with our wildland fire people, Herman Bear Trigger Company, Grayback, whatever it is, if they're called into action, because they get called into action, we're not asking permission, we're just going to go do it.
I would recommend we have that discussion with Wally at a legal council meeting, and we can try to have that Tuesday.
But I think if we do a resolution or something of that sort.
So I brought some of those items to you guys for my matters from commissioners, and
when it's my turn, I will have
some of those things to suggest to you guys.
Right, good.
But don't want to forget that. So the Firewise, were you going to that?
No.
Okay, I will try to go to that tonight. The concern I have is that I'm not really sure who's organizing it or who's behind it or who's going to it. It's
right. One of the IV Fire members is spearheading it.
Yeah, he's
moderating
a CERT member.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those things that, but more information is never a bad thing. So, a couple things. Jackson County, a while back, had sent us some fire resolutions that they passed and adopted, and they've asked us to do that as well. That is including saying full suppression for during
immediate response,
lightning strikes, fire response. So I'm going to pass you guys out those.
This is for Jackson?
No.
For Jackson County?
Yes and no. Yeah. Oh. So Jackson County presented resolutions to NACO. They were amended a little bit and adopted as a temporary, and then it'll go to the July meeting where they're going to fully adopt it. So it's the one at the bottom of the page that essentially allows lightning-caused fires, they have to enforce them and not just let it burn, is essentially. So that resolution...
Them, you mean?
Yes, yeah. Correct. Okay. Let's see. So NACO's adopted policy amended what Jackson County submitted, but essentially that they support greater coordination between federal land management agencies and local governments in implementing wildland fire suppression policies and strategies. The one-size-fits-all policy portion was what they were trying to do to meet everybody's needs nationwide versus just what Jackson County's needs were.
Right.
So I wanted you to see what NACO adopted that Jackson County presented, but I also would ask that we bring forth the Josephine County resolution.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so I can forward the email and you guys can look at it, or I'll just give it to Wally and say, can you bring us back a Josephine County version of, and we can amend it at that point. But I was going to recommend that we move forward with that. And let's see.
Well, I think going right up to the top, utilization of domestic livestock grazing is a cost-effective and viable method for hazardous fuels reduction goals. I don't know how
that's
many
cows... That's a different resolution.
Huh?
That's a different resolution. We're
okay,
only looking
I'm up at
the
top
one.
You're going
bottom.
Down to the bottom of the resolution.
I kind of marked on the paper the bottom one is the one that Jackson County presented.
Yeah, okay. Because I was...
Although if we had more goats, maybe
yeah, how many cows you'd have to have to actually cut the understory down.
Yeah, no, the only one on that page that is relevant is the one at the
March
bottom,
4th.
Which is
okay.
Wildland
right.
Fire Regulations
okay. I read
and Policies.
That one. That's good, yeah. I support that.
Yes, and we should pass our own.
So, okay, I wanted to bring that one up. Another thing that came out of, we're being asked right now to reach out to our congressional delegation to ask for support of funding of PILT by April 1st. Mm-hmm. They're asking, you guys have probably seen some emails from NACO saying, can you reach out to your delegation right now?
Funding what?
Say that again.
Funding what?
PILT.
Oh.
Which
wait.
Is payment in lieu of taxes.
Right.
They're asking us to kind of put, now Oregon senators at least support PILT and SRS. I believe most of the Congress representatives do as well. But if we want to send a letter, I can get one.
Yeah, I think absolutely.
Sent up and sent out if you'd like. But what's that?
I support it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, I support their effort, but I, how do I say it? Gosh, I'm just going to say it outright. Those two senators that support SRS and PILT are just there to say, oh, we've given you another handout for a couple more years. That's all it is, a handout. It fixes absolutely nothing unless it's permanent. And SRS and PILT has been every year, but we need to increase PILT, payment in lieu of taxes, because it's not hardly even close to what you'd pay if you were paying taxes on those lands. But when they say, well, yeah, we've got SRS for another couple of years, didn't we do you such a good job? It's like when you're seasick and somebody tells you to take a drink of water. It works really good for about 30 seconds, and then all hell breaks loose. And that's all SRS for a couple of years is. It gets you just comfortable enough to think that you're doing okay, and then they drop the ball again and say, well, we're not going to get SRS. Sorry, we tried. Puts us right back into the doldrums again, and we just go up and down and up and down year after year after year. I want something stable and that we are doing locally so that it doesn't affect. I don't want to be at the mercy of the Trump administration. I don't want to be at the mercy of the House Democrats. I don't want to be at the mercy of anybody in Washington. As a matter of fact, I don't want to be at the mercy of anybody in Salem, because being at the mercy of somebody in Salem is you're out there on your own again when we're in Southern. I've made it. You hear that? I've got it. All three speakers. It's triplicate.
And I agree with you, Dan, that if they made a promise, they either need to keep the promise or go back and give permission. Because you can't just take away both.
No.
They made a deal, and they're not honoring their side of the deal, so they need to fix it, and they're not.
They're not honoring the ONC Act of 1937.
For starters.
So we're working on that, too. But for instance, they told us we were going to get $4 million in funding on SRS. And that was over and above our timber receipts. We got a check for $1.9 million. $2.1 million. So where do you have the $2.1 million? Oh, you already got that. Well, that was timber receipts before they even approved the $4 million. We'd already received the $2.1 in timber receipts. So to the folks outside here, they want to know what we did with $2.1 million. They think we got $4 million in SRS, and we didn't. And nobody seems to care about that. You take it to ONC and they, well, we don't want to rock the boat. You know, we're getting really close working with Wyden and Merkley. Well, we don't want to rock the boat. Don't rock it then. Don't rock it.
So I bet you had more than just the one.
You can certainly ignore my rant, but that's the way I feel. Starting to sound like Donnie Boyd.
So would you like a letter sent on behalf of Josephine County asking for support?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
After all that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, another issue. While I was at NACO, there was a speaker there, actually from Portland, which was ironic that we went to D.C. to meet someone from Oregon. High performance teams, different stuff was kind of one of the things. Out of it came, they have a high performance leadership program for commissioners, a 12-week online program that they have one starting up in April. They invited me and Henry to attend from Columbia County, but I wanted to give it to you guys in case anybody wanted to attend. The first commissioner from Josephine County to attend gets a NACO scholarship of $1,500 towards the cost, so the cost of the county is $500. After that, you get a $500 scholarship, so the cost of the county is $1,500. So nobody from Josephine County has ever attended. So
is it online, you say?
It's online.
Okay.
But I brought you details because, again, I want to make sure that everybody has equal access to information. Here's another one. I can forward that to you so you actually have the links. But, you know, it's something that may be beneficial to one or all of us. And I wanted to put that out there.
I think I know how I want it now. 12?
It's nothing I'd ever heard of before. But it is one of those things that we're constantly talking about, improving leadership.
I'll read it over, but I'm not interested in going, so that leaves it open to the you two. I'll yield that to you two, because you're both young and can use, in your future, you will be able to use these leadership skills. Me, my leadership role is drawing to a close. And so I'll leave it open to you. And then I do have one more thing on matters.
Well, and I think it's worth the time and money,
It sounds to me like it's, especially if NACO's going to pay $1,500 and we got to pay $5 mm-hmm. for the first one, $5 for the second one, $15 for the second one, and $5 from NACO. And you don't have to go anywhere. We're not talking travel pay. We're not talking motels and hotels and time away from your job here. So I'm in favor of it, if that's something you want to do. Because that's a notch in your gun butt, not mine.
Yeah, so I'm game. I'm not sure which, if it's more in your wheelhouse or mine.
It might be both. It might be one go this year, one go the next year.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with.
That's
count me in.
You want to start this year or while you're doing county college, or do you want to wait for next year?
Maybe I will wait for next year because of the College Connection.
I nominate Lily Morgan to go to Leadership
Second.
College.
Right.
So I'll look at it, see if I can, if right. it's possibility.
Can we compel her to go?
I think she wants. I think she wants to go.
I think, yeah, that's how I got.
I don't know. I you know, I we'll said no to something else that I was asked to do this week. So you'd be proud of me. I think being forced to take a week and a half of rest made me kind of look at really, you know, what all can you be involved in, and
right.
So a non-work related one I said no to. So you'd be proud of me for doing that. So at least my mom was. So hey.
That's something.
She heard me say, no, I can't do that right now. And it was like, whoa, I've never heard those words out of your mouth before. Okay.
Sounds good.
We're just so you know, we're kind of pushing back on some of the branding stuff that was proposed, so it kind of has a brief pause.
It's going into a phase.
Well, we're kind of like, don't like that. Yeah. What do we really want here?
I took a peek from Sarah Garceau's desk, and she explained, since she's on the committee, her input, and I think you guys are spot on to keep looking.
Okay.
Based on what I saw.
State of the county, so I spoke with Wild River. They didn't have any record of having done anything for us last year. And
did you speak with?
Dean's not there anymore.
Dean's not there anymore. Oh, great.
And he's out of commission right now, so I needed to try to follow up. Who was there that saw what they did? Because I kind of need to know. And it would be a bid that we'd have to pay for. So a matter of what exactly we want to have offered. So I thought I'd follow up with you. I was going to get back to them today after I figured out what
we did last year. They had beer, they had wine, right? From beer, wine,
and... I don't think we can pay for that.
No.
That was donated last year.
You pay for food.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if we pay for food and then they, because they're craft beer is what they do over there. I mean, they're Wild River Brewery. So if we paid for the food through them and they could supply the beer?
Well, I can't ask them to donate anything.
They'd have to charge for it.
Well, it'd be they do a no host.
No okay. host, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, and they took care of that last year. But they had, they had pizza there, they had...
Probably some salad.
I didn't walk over to that side of the room because we were tangled up on the...
And were they there early so people were eating before it started, or was it just as people were listening
going? As people were coming in the door, they could eat.
Okay. They could grab something. How much was it utilized, or how many people were there? Because
they had tables. We had tables with chairs at it rather than just chairs, and that was really good because... Yeah.
I did watch the video.
To write, no. Oh, you did watch.
I can tell you that I don't think we should produce it ourselves. I think we should have Southern Oregon TV do it.
I think so too. I think that would they do it.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I could not at any point see from the video. I could not see the overhead. It was whited out like you're videoing a taking a picture of someone with a window behind them. Right. That's exactly what it looked like.
Silhouetted. Yeah.
And as far as sound, it was distant.
It was our first shot out of the box, and it was a huge success. But I think we could definitely do better with Southern Oregon Public Television. That is,
RBTD, I think.
RBTD,
if you don't mind, if you don't make it live, they can edit and they can fade in and out the PowerPoint with the
right.
audio and.
I'm okay with not having it live streamed. Right. I'm okay with it not having it live and having a couple of days.
A little more polished product.
Exactly. Have a better product at the end rather than any mistakes or whatever. That's good input. Thank you, Arthur.
Okay, so I did call John after I watched the video and said, we got to talk about this one. And he's on my calendar for tomorrow. But I'm going to follow up with him. But also, what I found with contacting the same food said, look, I wasn't there last year. It was when I was in D.C., so I don't know what was offered. What did you guys do? And they said, we have no documentation. We did anything.
I think that was between Simon and Wild River, you know, because he's, you know, the valley boy out there.
Yeah. So I'm doing things on the up and up.
That's good. That's good to know.
So I will follow up with you.
Thank you.
So the other thing is as far as, I'm going to follow up with Jason. He's got the design for the preview or the PowerPoint, but kind of the summary of, is there anything you guys want to cover? We've given all of the internal service fund departments off the hook this year. Nobody wants to hear about risk management and IT and all that other kind of stuff. They asked if they could be excluded. And we can maybe have Commissioner just do a brief, by the way, this and that kind of thing.
Some of the things that we work on outside of what you've just been presenting.
Simon closed the thing with the several minute highlights and stuff like that last year.
Summary and rah-rah.
So is there any, I guess my question would be, what would you guys like to do? And
I think it'd be appropriate if the board chair did some sort of summary or did some sort of whatever Simon did at the end.
That way you control. We're going to be up against, you're going to have a certain amount of time at the end.
And that would make way just one of us speaks.
Yeah. Speaking, you know, as a chairman. And you would just carry it right up to the 2 minute mark and thank you, the 2 hour mark, and they're done.
So how they did it last year is, as chair, Dan emceed.
I just emceed.
Right. But Simon did the recap of the previous year.
And I don't mind. I'll emcee it again, and then you could do the follow up if you want. I'm okay with that.
Well, if we looked at what they did last year, it was the previous year chair that did the recap, and the current year chair did the. MC.
I'm here. You're not volunteering me
I'm
for anything.
I'm just saying.
I will volunteer to MC for 2 hours, and chair would do it.
Yep. I kind of like the chair
I'm here.
Summary.
You have to wait to a meeting when I'm not here to volunteer me for something. That's how that works.
We should have done it in the first
minute. Unfortunately, I'm here, late. Right here, Mr. Morgan. I am.
I think we
going.
Had that vote at 9 o'clock.
You just missed it. Well, I just want to ask, is there any advertising scheme attached to this? Are we? Do we have some radio announcements or something?
I emailed Jason this week saying we need this out now because IB News has to have it out the week before and all that other kind of stuff. I didn't hear back, so that was on my list to follow up today.
One of the things last year, the realtors, because this thing used to be focused at the realtors and they used to get a personal invite, I'd get a hold of Greg Addington and make sure that the realtors have a personal invitation because they were a little bit miffed that they were just kind of in with the
And I think they can get continuing education credits for it. That's why they
put
it on.
Yeah, that's probably, that's a good idea. I never know that.
So. Okay, so.
I have one more for Matt.
Okay.
I am drawing short on the patience on the MOU with the smoke jumpers. I've given them every kind of opportunity whatsoever. It was supposed to be done by and signed by February 28th. February 28th came and went.
Yeah.
The MOU for the little house. I've given them an extension. I called on the 28th and I said, Harold, where are you? And he says, I'm in Prineville. Give me another week. I said, okay. We gave him a week. Now we're into it again another week. And as far as I'm concerned, I want that MOU signed, either signed and they we move the house. I'm going to extend it for a month. But then
please
I'm done,
don't.
Or we don't.
Please don't. They had a very strict deadline on February 28th.
Yeah.
And we've already extended it 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks.
Yeah,
I don't think they need another month.
I don't know. It was a month. If they signed the MOU, it takes it from June 30th to July 30th to move the house because we have to move the house. We're moving the house for them with our $20,000.
I guess I'm just...
If they wanted it,
should have said they wanted it already.
And they said they want it, but they want it set in where it is. And they've got this and that and the other thing, and I don't see anything.
Has
brought
any
in
of this
stuff.
Gone through the IB airport board?
As to what?
The advisory board?
This whole thing was done not like it's supposed to be done. I did talk to Chief Hope the other day. He was in Colorado, and I called him because he had some issues. And I explained it all to him, and he said, okay, I get it now. And I said, this won't happen again. This is not going to happen again. But this is this MOU, that transfer of property and all that, that's already done. That ship has sailed. But this MOU is the last thing going, and I want the MOU to stop. It's done.
What the board authorized was that they had until February 28th to decide.
Okay, yes.
I don't know that, I mean, extending further...
It's gone further than I wanted it to go, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'd have cut them off on the 28th, but I, kind-hearted to the smoke jumpers, you need to look this over, and I have not heard back from them. The last I heard is, well, I need to talk to Commissioner Fowler, and I need to talk to Commissioner, we need to talk to Commissioner Morgan.
They're a month over.
Oh, yeah.
And they're already a month over the deadline that the board authorized. I would say that if they didn't notify us by today, they've made, and that's what the letter said to them. You need to notify us of that day, or that's your intent. They didn't notify us, we contacted them. They asked for a week, they've been given a full month, they still haven't notified. I think their intention is clear, and we're done.
They're just gonna drag their feet forever, and this isn't gonna work.
And that's not what we wanted.
No. They are the ones that put their footprint out there.
But I would recommend, before we do anything else, that we go to the airport advisory board.
Okay.
Well, and if it's dropped now, do they get all the buildings they asked for and just not the house?
The MOU.
The house wasn't part of
everything. The portion on the land transfer, the house transfer, and the ownership of those houses and their footprint, that's already done.
That's kind of, okay.
The only thing we're talking about now, Commissioner, is that there's a MOU between the smoke jumpers and the county for that little house.
Right.
And the MOU so used to say that they could repurpose it in position that it is now. And the airport director and myself and everybody else says, if you want that house, you truly want it. It's been condemned by our building department to be torn down, and they just pitched a fit about, no, it's historic, that Eisenhower provided the nails or whatever for it, and that it's historic. And we say, well, if the building's historic, you have your historic footprint, then you move it over to your historic footprint to preserve the structure, as Shippo says, to make sure you preserve the structure. If that's the case, then you should be able to move it. And I see nothing in anything that says they can't move it and preserve it. But we want to move it into theirs and into their footprint.
Sure.
Give them that. If they really want it preserved, that's where it needs to be preserved. But if they don't want to move it, then it's going to go away, because they've already got enough land out there. Their footprint, not ours, their footprint. They got everything they wanted, and they thought they'd just add the house and the warehouse later. And that's not in their original deal. So an MOU was just to affect the house and the warehouse.
Okay.
And we, like I said, we keep hearing that they're talking about it, but I haven't seen.
But from my standpoint, is what the board authorized was February 28th.
Okay.
They've been given 1 month extension. It's
then it's dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You want me? I'll call Harold.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know that there's any need to call him. It's done.
Yeah.
Let's call the bulldozer company.
I'll call Harold. Today's the day. You're done. That, you know, we're giving you every opportunity, and it hasn't happened.
Well, I don't want him to turn around and scramble and say, oh, wait, we've got something going. It's like, no.
No.
No, you had till February 28th. We'll
just
tell him,
you know, you have not accepted the terms of the MOU, and the MOU, then those terms have gone now because they're past the deadline. You had till the 28th of February to accept the terms of the MOU, so therefore, I guess you sent us a message. So your lack of response tells us that it's time to go.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'll do that. I'll pass that along today.
Okay, any other items?
Not for me.
All right.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Sorry.
You feeling better? Don't be sorry.
Yep.
Wasn't planned.
Wasn't a plan.
No. And it wiped me out. So.
And there's nothing good on TV, so forget that.
Oh, my gosh.
That. Yeah.
I can't tell you how stir crazy. Well, I don't pay for cable, so there is no... I mean,
right. Hey, if it's not on Netflix.
If you want, I've got a DVD of the Wheel of Fortune I was on. You want me to give that to you?
I've watched it.
Huh?
I've watched you.
And you can watch it over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, seeing nothing further.
Dan's greatest hits.
We're adjourned at 10:05.